Hello and welcome to this edition of Teen How To, the free podcast for all your how-to needs. My name is Erica Wright and I am your host. I hope you had a great week and that you used our advice on how to cope with controlling parents. The subject of today's segment is how to survive high school. My guests are Brian Murdoch, expert on high school survival and author of the popular blog High School Jungle. And Jessica McIntyre, captain of the cheerleading squad and author of her MySpace page. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Erica.
It's a pleasure to be here.
As we all know, high school can be a difficult period for anyone. It's a crucial time in your life since it can determine which college you will go to and such things as career interest. Since teenagers in high school need advice, we are here today to guide you through this difficult yet enriching journey.
Indeed, Erica. It seems like some teenagers can sail through high school like a breeze, but unfortunately it is not the case for all of us. There are three areas that seem to cause the most difficulty. First of all, you have academics. Few students actually make the most of all the knowledge that is made available to us. To succeed in high school, I suggest that you devote the most of your time to studying. You need to plan your schedule carefully. You should be able to study many weeks before your exams.
Us cheerleaders have to have a very tight schedule in order to maintain good grades. We must balance our practice time and our school time. It's very difficult. Take one of my friends, for example. I'm not telling her name on the air, but everyone knows who she is. Anyway, she can't handle the busy schedule that we have. She's always late for handing in papers. She does not study hard. She says she doesn't have time.
Oh, what do you think about that, Brian?
Well, that friend you are referring to is a typical example of an unbalanced teenager. If she had good work methods, if she planned a week ahead of time using a simple agenda, for instance, she would do much better. Easy and simple planning is gold in high school. You see, it's easier to maintain your grades when you are focused on achieving your goals, which should be your studies.
Well, school is not only about studying. It's about meeting people, having friends to hang out with, and having school spirit. It makes you feel like you belong. It's a part of you. Every morning when I get ready for school, I get super excited because I know that my friends are going to be there. That's motivation.
I'm not one to undermine the importance of social networking. The social aspect is the second difficult area of high school. The friends you make in high school are the building blocks of your life. But let's face it, Jessica, you only get to have a couple of good friends in your lifetime. I do agree with you, though. You need to be involved in something. For instance, I'm part of the physics club and the chess club.
Now, there's a positive attitude.
Isn't attitude the key to success?
I would say so. Actually, personal growth is the third area of your high school path that needs work. If you don't know yourself well, you don't know your strength. You have to stay true to who you are. Don't pretend like you are somebody else. You must look your best. High school is a good practice for your future career. You should stay grounded, but that doesn't mean you can't try new things.
Yeah, high school is a new time and you can lose yourself in all the craziness that's all around. When I started high school, I was not very popular. I was not involved in any activity. I did not have much friends. It was like a part of me was missing. Then, you know, I centered myself and I found my essence, which is happiness, friends, and cheerleading. Now I know who Jessica really is.
Okay, I think that wraps it up. Would you say so, Brian?
Oh, absolutely, Erica.
So remember, surviving high school is about finding balance between working hard, making friends, and knowing yourself. That was Erica Wright and her team from Teen How To. Make sure to catch us next week when we talk about dealing with peer pressure.